T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story, LA Sheriff's investigators say the sexual assault and murder of a teenage girl from Boyle Heights is no longer an unsolved crime.
Nobody knew it a year ago when LA police arrested Jose Luis Garcia on suspicion of domestic violence. His DNA was entered into the state's database. Sheriff's investigators searched and found a hit for a cold case. The murder of 17-year-old Gladys Arellano, killed late January 1996.
The body of an unidentified female was discovered in the Topanga Canyon area of Malibu. The victim was found partially clothed. She had been sexually assaulted. 17-year-old Gladys Arellano of Boyle Heights.
It was extremely painful for all of us to lose her and live through 24 and a half years of not knowing who killed her.
Jose Luis Garcia was tracked down to Dallas, Texas. He's been arraigned. He's being held on $1 million bail. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hate crimes in Orange County increased significantly last year compared to the year before. The Orange County Human Relations Commission says it increased 24%. That's the biggest jump they've seen in that county in the last 5 years. Most are related to race, ethnicity, or national origin. Crimes connected to religion and sexual orientation followed. The annual report said most hate crimes happened in public areas in the form of vandalism. Hate incidents were down slightly. A hearing now underway in Northern California today. This stems from a lawsuit filed by two Republican lawmakers. It's against Governor Gavin Newsom over his executive order for an all-vote-by-mail election. They say the governor overstepped his authority and that the order violates the state's constitution. Governor Newsom claims the order fits comfortably within the governor's broad grant of authority under the Emergency Services Act. The LA County Health Department says a Walnut Church and an event organizer will be cited for holding a family fair against county orders. Hundreds of people attended the event at the Mission Church on Saturday that included a petting zoo, a puppet show, food, and other entertainment. The church's pastor says they followed strict social distancing guidelines. He says he doesn't understand why such events should be prohibited in light of demonstrations like the ones in support of Armenia. A county official says they followed up on a complaint and that they tried to contact the organizer that day and that the health officer left after he was harassed by some event goers. Facing pushback from teachers, parents, and from students, the Orange County School of the Arts is now reconsidering its reopening plan. Last week, the school's board approved a hybrid plan for in-person learning to start November 4th. But according to the OC Register, administrators say the past few days have been emotionally charged and challenging with complaints. So the school is considering shifting its first day of in-person classes to mid-January. The school is also considering creating a separate online academy. Fewer people are visiting the dentist these days. Most dental offices in California and across the country are open again, but the American Dental Association says patient visits are down about 20% below usual levels. California Dental Association President Dr. Richard Nagy tells KNX patients can be assured dental offices have always taken infection control seriously.
Now that it's the COVID-19 pandemic, we've pretty much put those on steroids and have an increased number of PPE, protocol screenings, barriers to protect both patients as well as the staff.
Maggie says regular dental visits are important because untreated dental diseases can lead to bigger health problems as well as major pain and discomfort. Two more men have now come forward accusing the top advisor to Mayor Eric Garcetti of unwanted touching. Rick Jacobs, facing his first sexual harassment allegation this summer in a lawsuit filed by an LAPD officer who worked as a bodyguard for the mayor. Jacobs is also accused by a freelance journalist. The two new accusers telling the LA Times they want to remain anonymous, both fearing retaliation. They also worry that talking about Jacobs will hurt Mayor Garcetti's political career. Meanwhile, Jacobs is taking a leave of absence from his job, but he has not made any official statement about the new allegations. LA's police chief says the department is preparing for any issues that might arise as Angelenos begin in-person early voting at polling centers across LA on Saturday. The chief, Michael Moore, telling police commissioners that they are ready for any protests or other unrest that might have the potential to turn violent. Addressing concerns from the police commission, Chief Moore says the department is working with other emergency responders and the LA County Sheriff's Department.
We are in planning for the effort to facilitate lawful expression. This is the most important aspect in our democracy is an election, is a right to vote.
The department has already sent a memo to officers saying they'll need to reschedule their vacation time around Election Day. A Caltrans worker has died after getting hit by a vehicle. It happened along the 110 freeway in downtown LA overnight.
He was in charge of setting up the closure, and he was in the process of setting up a closure for the collector ramp or the collector road for southbound 110.
California Highway Patrol says the dark-colored SUV that hit him sped off, did not stop at the scene. The area was closed for a short time while authorities investigated the deadly hit and run. It has since been reopened. Southern California's real estate market continues to sizzle during the pandemic. The median price for a home in the region rising more than 15% from a year earlier to a record $612,000 last month. That according to some new data from CoreLogic that also shows sales are up by more than 22%. The number of homes for sale, however, is below last year's level. That's being helped by pushed up prices.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.